This is Dr. Ali dictating readmission history and physical. Patient name Kamara, KAMARA, Zainab, ZAINAB. Date of birth 3/3/1967. Place Future Care Charles Village. Date of service 1/1/2024. History of present illness. This is a 56-year-old female. She was admitted to shock trauma center due to motor vehicle crash on December 17. Was found to have multiple injuries. That encounter injury included traumatic dissection of the right subclavian artery with occlusion, right upper extremity degloving injury, and right upper extremity fracture and right lower extremity fracture. Patient underwent angiogram and repair of her artery with the stent. She had EXFIX placed in the right upper extremity and then underwent repair of her right lower extremity fracture. She remained on the ventilator, admitted to ICU initially. Subsequently, she was extubated and discharged after stabilization to subacute rehab. While in the rehab, patient was noted to have the right upper extremity EXFIX. EXFIX bolt, BULT, coming off her wrist, wrist pin, PIN. Patient did not have any new trauma or recent fall, no fall reported. Patient was seen by the translator while in the hospital. Family member's niece, who's involved in the case, she was also with her, assisting with the translation. Patient was, because of the pain was loose, she was sent back to shock trauma center. She was evaluated by the shock trauma center. And she was noted to have X-fix, EXFIX, external fixator, EXFIX. In place to right upper extremity with most distal pin to the right hand disconnected, noted from X6, EXFIX bar. No surrounding erythema and duration of drainage, noted right lower extremity in splint with the dressing present, pulses intact. Neurologically, patient was alert, re-entered time, person and place. Patient was managed in orthopedic shock trauma. By Dr. David, DAVID, David Paul, Milzman, MILZMAN. They did not recommend any surgical intervention. They recommended to outpatient follow-up in 1 week. The pin that was loose, that was reattached by orthopedics. And patient was stable, and subsequently she was sent back to the subacute rehab at Charles Village. Next, and today when I saw the patient is lying on the bed. He denies any headache, dizziness, cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, he has a motor vehicle crash resulting in multiple injuries. He required surgery in her right upper extremity, right lower extremity. injury to right brachial artery, right upper extremity exploration, radial artery ligation, incision and drainage wound, closure, right upper extremity with external EX, FAX, external fixator placement, right tibia fibula, external fixator, left femoral artery access, right axillary stent via right radial and left femoral body floss, FLOS, angiojet thrombectomy, removal of the external fixator on December 18 from the proximal tibia with intramedullary nailing in the tibia. Next, an allergy is not known. Social history, no smoking, alcohol, no drugs. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Right arm, some swelling, and also the right leg, some pain, but no redness, no sign of infection, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 72, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 98%, head, no hematoma, eyes, anectaric, no urinary discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, valves from positive extremities. External fixator, right upper extremity in place. No surrounding redness or induration or drainage. Right lower extremity splint present with the dressing in place. Neuro patient is awake, alert, oriented M3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Status reports, motor vehicle crash resulting in right upper extremity degloving injury. Right brachial artery injury. Injury to right subclavian artery, closed tibia fracture, injury to right brachial artery. Status post. Surgery. Angiogram, repair of the artery with the stent, external fixator of the right upper extremity, repair of the right lower extremity fracture, next line ambulatory dysfunction due to trauma, recent fall, recent motor vehicle accident, not fall, ambulatory dysfunction due to fracture right leg. Current medications, aspirin 81 mg daily, albuterol, nebulizer treatment every 6 hours, Plavix 75 mg daily, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet, 4 times a day, PRN, Senacort 8.6 mg 2 tablet BID, Gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day, Colace 100 mg BID, Lovinox injection, 30 mg subcutaneous twice a day for DVT prophylaxis. Gonafisin, 600 mg POBID for cough. Ferrocerfate, 325 mg daily for anemia. Oxycodone, 5 mg every 4 hour PRN for pain. plan of care will continue all her current medication as advised. Recent lab done, iron level is 31. She is being supplemented with iron tablet. Recent CBC, WBC count 10.6, hemoglobin 9.2, mercury 29.2, sodium 138, potassium 4.0, carbon 1, CO2 25, glucose 98, BUN 16, creatinine 0.5, AST 33, ALT 45. We'll continue all her current medication, outpatient orthopedic follow-up in 1 week. Care plan discuss with the patient and also with her niece on the phone. Next in court status discussed with the patient. Patient is alert to enter M3 and she wants to be full court. New most form was signed by me. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.